To prove the edge infinity control result, we're going to use a matrix fact. This matrix fact is like this. If you have given two matrices, which is a positive definite, X and Y, okay, the M by matrix, they're positive definite, and let R be any positive integer, it could be from 0 to N, or could be even greater than N, then there's another matrix, X1, 2, another matrix, X2, X2 is positive, actually positive definite, such that if you put those matrix together, you got a big matrix, X, X1, 2, X1, 2 transpose X2, it's positive definite, and not only that, it's the inverse of that matrix. Okay, if you take inverse of that matrix, if you look at the first block, that block is equal to Y. Now this can be done. That means if you can find X1, 2, and X2 to satisfy these two conditions, if and only if a certain rank condition is satisfied. That is, first of all, the X identity, identity Y is positive semi-definite, and also the rank of that matrix is less than equal to M plus R. Now we're going to show this fact in the next few pages. Now it's obvious you can see that if you take R equal to N or greater than N, then the rank condition is automatically satisfied. So that's a fact that we're also going to see that when we prove the controller, that we can always find an nth order controller to do the job. And if you want to find a low order controller, actually you need the rank condition, which makes the problem characterization much more complex.